Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A listener named Rebecca is on the phone for a second date update today. And her first date was filled with adventure.
Oh, really?
Definitely not for the faint of heart or the lactose intolerant.
What is it?
Rebecca took her date on a search around the city to find the perfect mac and cheese.
Oh, that is such a good date idea.
Did they find it? I don't know. Let's find out. Rebecca, how you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Oh, I got your email about your date, and it sounds like a fun time. You guys searched for the perfect mac and cheese in the city?
Yes, we did.
I mean, I'll pretend that I'm interested in your date, but I just want to know where the best place was that you found.
Wouldn't you like to know?
I think so.
It got in more ways than you could ever imagine.
Okay, so first of all, before we get into your actual search, what's the guy's name that you went out with?
Chris.
Chris. And how did you meet Chris?
We met online, like on a dating website.
Oh, so like a mac and cheese blog?
No, it was a normal dating website, and then we discovered through chatting that we both love mac and cheese.
Yeah, who
now,
doesn't?
Was the date idea your idea or his idea? Because I think it's genius.
I think it was actually his idea, because we were talking about it, and he's like, we should go out and find the best mac and cheese. And I was like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah, talk about a sweet talker.
No kidding. Wow. He does know a way to a woman's heart, doesn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love my carbs and I love it cheesy.
All right. And so how was the date?
The date was really good. He showed up and he was like super cute. Mm-hmm. And we were going to go to three places because we did a bunch of like Yelp research and like looked at reviews and stuff.
Cool.
And so the first place, we like, you know, got a bowl and like split it and it was good. And we went to the second place, and it, like, wasn't as good as people said. We were both kind of underwhelmed.
That's lame.
It was, like, kind of, like, too carby and, like, not cheesy, kind of, like, bland tasting. You know what I mean?
So good,
yeah. Are we still talking about the mac and cheese or the date still?
No, the mac and cheese.
He was good. The mac and cheese was bad at the second place.
Yes.
Okay,
good.
But you had hope for the third place. You still wanted to go there?
Yeah, of course. I don't stop when it comes to mac and cheese. And we were sharing, so it wasn't like we were like gorging ourselves.
Got it,
you know? Yeah. So after like the bland place, we made our way to the third place. And like, honestly, the best part about the date wasn't even the mac and cheese, because like on the way to each place, we would like walk together and just talk, you know, like conversation was like super easy and fun.
And if you're sharing food with somebody, there's like a level of intimacy there. There just is.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's more than that with mac and cheese for me.
That's true. You know, if like my mom dipped into my mac and cheese when I didn't want her to, we'd have a big problem.
Yeah.
It's very personal.
Was there any awkward moments on the date?
Well, at the third place we went to, we got some mac and cheese and he was like, I'm not feeling good. Like, oh, are you lactose intolerant?
Oh, you're making fun of him.
Yeah, and he didn't really respond to that.
So maybe he was?
No, he's the one that set up the date idea. He wouldn't be a lactose intolerant person.
You do a lot to go out with a lady. I will risk some irritable bowel syndrome to go out with a girl that I really like. I'll pretend like I like cheese until I get to the point where I've had enough, and I'm like, dude, I can't anymore.
But that's the weird thing. He was like, well, maybe I had too much. And I was like, okay, I don't think so. Like, we've been splitting stuff and, like, had to-go containers. So, like, you know, we knew we were going to have three different mac and cheeses today, you know?
Yeah.
And more importantly, why would you want to call a guy back that can't handle his cheese to begin with?
But no, like, he was super sweet and I was concerned for him, you know? Because I was like, can I take you home? Can I, like, get you an Uber or something? He's like, no, that's really nice. And then he, like, kissed me on the cheek and then, like, bolted away.
Oh, so you guys didn't even get to the third restaurant? Did you eat?
We were going to order, and he's like, no, I'm not feeling good.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow. He must have really been sick.
Yeah. I mean, the way you describe it, he bolted. Did he literally just leave that quickly?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, maybe he's like having a bathroom emergency.
Yeah.
But it's been over a week and I've been texting him and he still says that he's not feeling well.
Whoa.
And I don't believe him. Like,
like that's his response to you, is that his tummy still hurts?
Yes. He says, I'm still not feeling well. Sorry.
All right. Yeah. That sounds a little strange,
a little
to
sketch.
Be that sick after 8 days.
Yeah. And I'm just so confused. And that's why I emailed you guys, because I feel like there's like some stupid secret reason. He's not telling me, and he's super cute and super nice and funny, and I want to go out with him again.
All right. Well,
that's
we'll
cute.
Play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update. All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.